Good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning. Another lovely morning
it
over here.
It is amazing. It's even pretty here. The sun's even out here in Bloomington.
Oh, so that's wonderful.
You've been sharing with us. Thank you.
We need to make sure. We'd like to copy and paste one of these days to Saturday so Ellettsville and the Fall Festival Parade can get going at noon. We got to keep an eye on that forecast. Let's hope it holds up, because you've got a busy, busy weekend over in Ellettsville.
We sure do. And, you know, it just dare not rain on us on Saturday. Everyone will be there for the parade. I'm looking forward to another very successful fall festival.
And it's a fun time for all. And, again, no admission to get into any of this stuff. Marty, you've lived in Ellettsville for about 2 months now, and you know your way around.
Right, I've been there a day or two.
Day or two. If I'm coming to Ellettsville for my first ever Monroe County Fall Festival, can you give me a parking hint or a parking tip that maybe will help me out if I'm either new to the area or want to expand my horizons a little bit?
Well, as you're going into to Ellettsville, if you're coming from the east, heading west, there's parking there on the right-hand side of the highway, there in the People's State Bank parking lot after they've closed, in that church parking lot right across the highway. Now, I don't really like the fact that people are crossing right there, so if you're going to do that, be real, real careful. But that's where a great number of people are parking, so that they can get across the highway. And there's also parking, of course, along the streets in the neighborhoods, and there's almost always the little golf carts that's running around and taking people back and forth that need to find a way around. So it's not impossible, but don't wait until time for the parade to start to decide to go to Ellettsville, because you'll
you
not
You might as
make
well
it.
Just walk if you're at that point.
Yeah, you will get stuck in traffic, and you can park on the side of the road and then walk to the parade, because you're not going to see it
You won't
other
get
way.
Stuck in traffic, because you'll have to park 3 miles away,
yeah,
and everybody will
exactly.
already be there.
Exactly. So. I've been around there at that point in time. It's not good.
You have
to come in the back way, and those of us who know the way, we're not telling.
There you go. That's what I figured. County Councilwoman Marty Hawk makes her weekly Wednesday visit, and you're getting plenty of news today as we heard the results from the survey of the company that you hired to take a look around and see if your salaries were fair in regards to those in and around other areas and sizes and shapes similar to yours throughout the state. Tell us what was the conclusion of that survey and where we go from here.
Okay, first of all, let's just talk about the company just a little bit.
Sure,
and
please.
How long they've been working with Monroe County government. All the way back many, many years ago, when I hadn't been on the council long, I was with Barb Clark, our auditor at the time.
God, I miss
treasurer.
Her. I miss her.
Back when everything was, in my opinion,
working
a lot more organized. Mm. However, there was part of it that wasn't organized, and that was our salary structure. Because at that point, we didn't have any kind of a classification system. So we had gone, Barb and I had gone to an Association of Indiana County meetings, and we heard this gentleman by the name of Kent Irwin speak at one of the classes about how important it was to have job classifications and a salary structure so that you were paying equal amounts and fair amounts for the same kind of job. And Barb and I both said, this is something we really have to do for Monroe County. And we got them on board to do this. And while it has not always been perfect, as no salary structure ever is, they have really helped us try to stay on track. Now, they can't force us to do it, but they can give us the information. This is where it's supposed to be. So they came and met with us yesterday, and I was so grateful that they were willing to do that on camera so that our employees could watch it when they wanted to at a later time, or the department heads, to see how this is all structured. And what we had them do was take a look at what other salaries are being paid throughout the state and other counties, as well as locally, and to see whether or not we were paying a fair amount for these different positions. Now, he made it very clear from the beginning that this was not something that we should just take to the bank and say this is the final say, because they did not, we did not tell them to look at benefits. Well, we pay like 3% of the employees' portion of the PERF. The employees don't pay their own PERF. So that public retirement fund, so that needs to be adjusted in our thinking. And they also said that in some of these positions where if you advertise that you have an opening and you've got 30 people who need and want that job, you know that you're paying a pretty fair amount or you wouldn't have that many applications. But the ones where he's suggesting that we really need to take a look at are some of the positions where we go out and generate applications for employment, perhaps even not in the state, but out of the state, people who have specialized positions, that they could go any place to do this. And so those are the ones that some people are thinking we ought to concentrate on. But the total dollar amount, if we were to say this was exactly perfect and we weren't looking at benefits or anything, looks to be about $1,419,000 to bring us up to that external midpoint that they looked at. Now, people might say, that is a big jump.
That's a big jump annually, isn't it?
Right. And many years ago, we had something very similar to this done. I think it was like in 2006. We knew it was too big of a chunk to do in 1 year. So we did it in bits and pieces until we could get up to where we felt like it needed to be.
So why do you think it's gone so out of whack again, Marty?
Well, remember that the county council makes decisions how they spend whatever revenue they have. It isn't like if we have a different source of revenue than any other county has. Although some other counties have a lot more income tax and some have a lot less and so forth. But it's how they choose to spend their money. And it's all about the philosophy of how you want to govern. So if other county councils, perhaps they don't have some of the departments we have, so they have more money to give raises. Or maybe they're not spending it in ways that this county does. So it's all decisions that the county can't happen without the county council making the decision.
Yeah, they seem to find money for all these different charitable things that they give, and then they just neglect, it seems like to me, their main functions. And I'm just always fascinated at that.
Well, I think that is something people have a legitimate reason to question. But we do understand that this county, as someone said after the meeting yesterday, that Monroe County is little San Francisco sitting in the middle of Indiana here. So
there you go.
Right. So, but I would just say that this is not something that we can use to adjust the budgets for next year, because we are right down to the line of trying to finish out our budgets, and we don't have the money to get our budget, our present budget, done without adding another $1.4 million on there.
So right now you're at last time I checked, you're about $1.2 million off on this budget.
Right. We're
so
about
just,
I just want to
throw some things out there, just so my math is right, and I want you to stop me when I'm wrong. So
right.
we're $1.2 million in the hole right now.
Right.
And if we decided tomorrow that, hey, let's get to this salary thing, now we'd be $2.6 million in the hole.
Oh, and then
stop. Okay. I just want to make sure that's correct.
That's correct.
Okay, so we're at $2.6 million. And if Jeff McKim wants his way, we want to pay this some Honeywell green
prepay
thing off.
Prepay 10-year.
$1.6 million to go. That's $4.2 million. Is that my math right? So we'd only be $4.2 million in the hole if we did everything they wanted to do right now.
And there's probably other things we don't know about.
Just those three. We're up to $4.2 million. Is that accurate?
Could I correct something here?
Please, that's why you're here. That's why you're here.
I know that it says that it was Jeff McKim who wanted to pay off the $1.6 million, and I don't want him to take the heat for that. That was really my idea. And let me tell you why. I did not support putting this on a long-term payment to begin with. I don't believe in living off of credit card debt or any other kind of debt. I believe that if you have money in your rainy day savings and we want to do get all of our buildings set up so that we're more energy efficient.
What's the payoff?
Why
That's
are
the key.
We putting it on a credit card? Why are we paying it off in 10 years and paying
so
the interest
So this isn't
on
a maintenance thing. This is doing the work, and then what they're saying is you would have extended payments.
This was the equipment. It was a capital expense.
I see. You know, okay. What, they reported that really poorly then in the paper because
right.
that
this
was
Honeywell
not...
thing was to buy for Honeywell to come in, and we've got...
Sounded like you're buying
you know,
a service, not a product.
Updated the HVAC, the window, you know, all of those things, the water system, everything to be more energy efficient. And rather than to say, we know that we have enough money in our rainy day fund to pay for this, no, we decided to pay it off in 10 years. That's just not my philosophy. When you have money, sufficient money in your savings to pay for a capital item, you should not be paying.
Right, it's completely different that it's a capital item, number one.
Marty, way it was described in the paper, it sounded like a service, not a capital item, which is why we got upset.
Now, the other point of this is, what money does that save, and why is this necessary to do?
Right
this,
now.
This greening stuff is what? Gets us a little symbol, a sticker on our city thing? But what does it technically do?
Okay, and this is not the agreement that was between us and the city. The county decided that they wanted to go out and get better heating systems, better cooling systems, better, you know, all of the things that... If we, in our own family home, if we need a new furnace
sure.
or a new air conditioning or a new
but
hot
doesn't
water
the county have to bid this out?
And that is a capital cost. And there was money to do that. Now, Honeywell came and said, we will do that, and we are going to guarantee you this much savings if you do it this way. And there was a dollar amount that they gave us for savings every year. But it was still, even if they said that, they would give us that savings whether we put it on a loan or whether we paid for it in cash. And it was my theory then. It was also Cheryl Monson's, I believe. I don't want to speak for her, but I believe that she also thought we should just pay for it since we had it and not pay out all this interest over the next 10 years. So when we're up against it and we've got that $188,000 that we're supposed to pay out for Honeywell for part of that debt, my suggestion was last week we need to pay that debt off out of rainy day that frees up that $188,000 every year rather than paying out interest and paying it off in a debt, and that way we can come closer to meeting our budget needs. It's just...
So instead of adding $188,000 to the budget every year for a payment, you want it one time out of the rainy day fund, cut the rainy day fund in half, and then not have to worry about finding that extra $200,000 or so each year in the budget.
Right. It just seems to – I don't see the point in paying an extra $230,000 in interest.
Sure.
We already have the equipment and so forth, then that makes sense, Marty. But what we understood from the way we – and I wasn't the only one who read it this way. The way it described it, it sounded like we were paying for a service and prepaying for a service for 10 years.
We're not, though. So
and
that's...
we were scared that what we – you know, what if the business went out and you didn't get your maintenance, you know?
Right.
So...
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that debate. I was probably sitting in a county council meeting. So I didn't hear you say that.
All right, but the thing is,
indeed, it's not that kind of an agreement at all. It was we were buying equipment.
So you're buying equipment regardless, whether it's Honeywell or anybody else.
We already did that last year.
Okay.
We already did that. It's already, you know, I think it's all completely finished. Contracts were all signed, and I think it's all been.
It's just a question of how to pay it off.
It's how to pay for it.
Gotcha.
So I'm thinking
thanks
here's
for clearing
that
up.
188
that's why
we should not be paying out and paying interest on something if we're sitting in there with rain.
Capital
talk
projects
about
are
being
different.
Misunderstood.
Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. Accounting Councilwoman checks in to clear the air with us every Wednesday morning. We appreciate that.
But let's talk about the rainy day just a bit. I believe what will happen here is that, you know, one of the reasons why we are so, it's a difficult year. It's always a difficult year to make the budgets work. But there's two things here, one of which is the fact that we cut, the county council cut the amount of money going into that health fund for 2015, cut it down to like 18%. Way too big of a cut to make it sustainable. Then the money they saved when they cut that back, they used to move people over from funds that were not sustainable, employees at, or grant funds or whatever, and moved it over in the county general and sucked up that money. So then that money was all gone. Now it's time to bump that money to go back into the health fund, and it's already been budgeted. So, and we've talked about that in the past. So that's one of the problems. The other big problem that hit at the same time is that it is time to pay for a presidential election. Now that, which was almost $1 million. Now that says it brings very close to the front that the county council should always be looking out over at least a 3-4 year budget cycle and not just use up whatever money you have now and not look into the future. What, for instance, with this election budget.
So, Marty, does that mean you support this $1 million election budget?
No, but they got it down to like 800-some thousand, and I'm told because we have this very expensive equipment, it's never going to be a lot less than that, which is very frightening. I'm going to tell you, that's still what? Is that almost twice?
It is twice what we paid for the last presidential election.
Right. But we also have different equipment. That's what we have. All of this electronic equipment that people decided we had to have.
Did nobody bother to see what the costs were going to be to support it?
Look, you know what? If I didn't support this, but once it gets in place, then you have to do it. And that's exactly what has happened. A committee got together and decided this was the kind of election we wanted to have and have these e-poll books and all of this.
Did we ever
get another almost $150-some thousand to have a company come in and work with those, all the electronics during the election to make certain that all these electronics are working properly. And it isn't like as if we can send our IT people there because they're saying, no, it's very specialized. Well, I'm sure not an expert on electronics, so I'm going to tell them how they should do it. So I think we're looking at this is going to be a huge hit every 4 years. So the theory is we put all of the money for elections into a separate fund and see if we can budget for it every year instead of trying to take the hit once every 4 years. Now, if we do that, it's going to take some dollars from the rainy day fund to try and get this established. So then you have to decide how much of the rainy day fund can we spend. Maybe we can't do Honeywell and the election. See, this, it's all a matter of choices, none of which I like. But the choices will have to be made. Now, we can move from rainy day into any legal fund that we choose to, but we can't move from the other funds into another fund. For instance, we can't move from the property tax general fund over into the income tax or the other way around in any given year without paying it back the same year. Or maybe the better example would be if we took money from reassessment and helped make payroll for the general fund, we have to pay it back to reassessment that year. So we have to be careful how we move money around because we have to just do what the state allows us to do. So that gets us into what are we going to do next Tuesday, which numbers will we move around, and I believe that we're still going to be a great deal over spending more than revenue.
Well, $1.2 million, just that you don't get out the eraser and whiteout and make that go away, do you?
Well, I just don't see how, no matter how you move it around, with the exception that there are some council members that says that they really believe that we should just count on the department heads and different departments not spending all of their
budget.
Here's
what else. You know what else you should count on? You should count on Judy Sharp losing more of these cases and having less revenue come in. Don't forget about that, too.
Right, and then we have to pay that back as well.
Sure. So don't let that slide. Oh, yeah, forgot about it. Well, I mean, these are important things. Don't forget about that.
This is not easy, just like in your home budget when you realize that suddenly you have more debt than
income. But your home budget, when you have that problem, you keep the lights on, you keep the gas on, and you stop going out to dinner and you stop buying new shoes.
And you sell the car that you probably shouldn't have bought. Maybe those are the kinds of things we need to look at.
There's a lot of things that people should look really careful before they get in to debt.
Or just simply do it the other way. Come out and say, hey, look, folks, we're here, and here we are. We're down $1.2 million, whatever it's going to be. We need all this stuff. We need all these extra positions. We need all these extra jobs. And by goodness, we're going to raise tax to take care of it. These poor people need raises, and we're just going to raise your taxes just to make everybody in a better world. Let's get the minimum wage up to $15 an hour. Let's get everybody up there. Let's just do it.
Well, then, if you
want to be San Francisco,
theory,
do it. Go do it.
I'll go shut my business.
Let me just tell you, if you don't like that theory, then you're going to love the fact that a few years ago, the state said you can't do that.
Oh.
You can only raise taxes so much every year from the year before. You are on a frozen levy. You cannot do that. But what people can do, what the different units can do, is
create
new
tax.
Create a new tax. And so we have to be
Or fees. Don't forget about fees.
And then you move employees over into those new fees, revenues, and then that's not sustainable. And then you come to the council and you say, whoops, the money's all gone, and I have three employees over there. Now you've got to pick them up. Well, who's the other employees that were already sitting there?
Who've done their work.
Have to help pay for those people because they have to give up their salary increases.
There you go. In a nutshell, we'll do it all next Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
Marty,
thank you, Marty.
Watch the Plan Commission. That vote was 5-4 about whether or not they would even allow someone to come and ask for a variance about whether or not to be on sewer. So watch that. It was a 5-4 vote, and they voted to say, nope, you don't even get to ask for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That was
happened last night.
Tuesday night.
Okay, thanks so much, everyone.
Have fun at the Fall Festival. Talk to you next Wednesday.
Okay.